morning, folks. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. And be sure to check out thebrowershow.com with all the wild photos that we have on the Brower Show. I just saw this one. Responsible gun ownership guide. You know, there was a video that I saw. I sent it to you yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. With a guy in Florida.
With a strap. Yeah.
With AK strapped on his back. I need to find the photo.
Only Florida.
Only in Florida. And I was in church yesterday, and the pastor addressed the issue with open carry.
He did.
He actually addressed from the pulpit. And he big, big Second Amendment supporter. I mean, this guy is huge on carrying. And he said, listen, he goes, as far as congregation goes, I'm asking you guys, please keep your firearms concealed when you're on campus. He goes, you carry as much as you want. He's like, I don't care how many pistols you carry on you. Just keep them concealed. He said, we're asking nobody open carry. He said, here's the problem that you run into in a church setting with open carry in a state like Florida. He goes, A, nobody's used to open carry yet in Florida. He goes, B, he goes, we have a significant amount of security. And he goes, if we start having 10, 15, 20 people in congregation that are open carrying on a regular basis, coming in open carrying, he goes, there may be one individual that now decides he wants to do harm in the congregation, and he's going to open carry too. There's no way to figure out who's actually a significant threat at the first point until somebody pulls a gun, and then you have a giant shootout with everybody shooting each other. Because, okay, well, this guy's good. This guy's good. Well, we thought this guy was good, but now he's carrying a firearm too. And the issue, like this guy on this motorcycle, and he's running around with an AK on his back, it's just it leads to a whole lot of issues. Law enforcement is really troubled with it, like the guy walking around Walmart with the M4 strapped to him. I don't recommend it. I'm a huge Second Amendment supporter, but don't do it. If you need to carry open for a specific reason, do it. But don't just do it just to try to prove a point, to try to start conflict. It's really not a good look for the Second Amendment, nor for a lot of the individuals that are trying to push a healthy, you know, aspect of firearms. Think so?
Well, yesterday I was at Walmart, and we basically were picking up some supplies over there. And there was a young man walking around, you know, he was carrying it was like a 9mm.
Sidearm,
yeah. Okay. And he was, I stopped and I talked to him, and he started talking about his Second Amendment rights. Real nice guy, former military. And he was very, very confident with his weapon. He'd been heavily trained in weapons in the military. He was a Marine Corps guy. And I talked to him for a few minutes, gave him the name of the podcast, and he was very, very, very nice and very, very cordial.
Yeah.
And he said, we've needed to have this for a long time in the state of Florida.
I do agree with that.
And he said that this is just part of our constitutional rights. So I told him, I said, you're right. I said, I agree with you. And I said, so what we need to do is basically get everybody on the same page so they're not going to be freaking out when they see somebody walking around with a gun.
Right.
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because of the guy the other day, like you said, he came in with an AR-15 strapped to his back at Walmart, fully loaded magazine.
And nobody understands the context with it. Most people don't even understand it's open carry is legal in Florida now.
Yeah.
So you just see a guy walk into Walmart with an M4 on him, and everybody's like, what the heck's going on? Mm-hmm. And then dispatch gets called, law enforcement shows up, SWAT gets called. We got a call. There's a guy running around, you know, Walmart with an AR. That's what they hear over dispatch. Mm-hmm. That's what they respond to on the call. So everybody really needs to be versed on it. And on top of that as well, people really need to exercise it respectfully and not just trying to do it to be, you know, trying to prove a point, like running around with an AR, you know, slung on you in Walmart. That's my take.
Well, the whole key is if you don't do it the right way and kind of gradually get people used to it, then what's going to happen is the government's going to come back in again with more legislation.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
And take it away.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
They're going to say it's causing too much chaos. It's causing too many problems. And so, again, I mean, I'll probably open carry, be honest with you, in the next few weeks. I've got several holsters that I have because
they need to be two-stage. They need to have multiple retention standpoints so someone can't come up behind you and grip it out like of a standard Kydex holster where you can just pull out of it. Absolutely not. You need to at least have a thumb break and some other type of retention on it.
Otherwise, somebody's going to reach up behind
you. Somebody's going to reach up behind you. They're going to pull your pistol. They're going to shoot you with your own pistol.
Well, it's interesting you said that. Years ago, I used to carry a fanny pack. Mm-hmm. You remember that? I mean, it's about the gayest thing ever. But
they are effective with carrying firearms. You could put it in the backside.
Oh, it was great, you know. But they're so gay. It's awful. And so I'll never forget. I was at the Fun Bike Center.
Yep.
And there was an employee there. You remember this?
Oh yeah.
There was an employee there, and his name was The Liar. He lied about everything. If his lips moved, he was lying. But for this day, he didn't lie. It was the strangest thing. He walked up behind me, and he just pushed a clip on the back of the fanny pack.
Yep, I remember that.
And the gun just fell to the ground.
Yeah.
That fast. It was a second. And there's no way I could catch it. It was too quick. And he goes, that's the problem with the fanny pack.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, he's right.
Yeah.
Because that all it does is something that somebody can mess with and take it away. Now, all of a sudden, your gun's on the ground. Now, all of a sudden, there's two of them.
Yep.
Now, they push you forward. Now, they grab the pistol. Now, they shoot you with your own gun.
With your own gun.
And so, at that point in time, I started pocket carrying. That was the last time I carried the fanny pack.
This was the guy yesterday in Florida. He's riding his bike. He's got the AK slung. He's running around. He's having a good time, looking like he's just up to no good. He's exercising the Second Amendment. Totally cool. Here's the problem with this. And this is the situation that I talked to one of my contractor buddies and law enforcement yesterday. Okay, so this situation here, he's on a motorcycle. He's got an AK slung on his back. Totally legal. I've been in multiple motorcycle accidents. So is Dad.
Yeah.
This guy, say hypothetically, I get in an accident with him. I'm in my truck. He's on his bike, right? Somehow, some way, we collide. He hits me. I hit him. Bike goes down. Now, I've been in motorcycle wrecks. I rode motocross for 10 years. When you eat the asphalt, it is rough. So we get in an accident, hypothetically. He's trying to get up from underneath his bike. I'm going to check on him. He's pulling his helmet off to catch his breath. Now he's also wrapped up with an AK slung up under him, and he's all wrapped up with it. Now he's trying to get the AK gone and pulled off of him underneath the bike. Well, I get out of the truck to check on him. Okay? Now I see him pulling the AK off his back. Now his AK in his hands while I'm checking on him. What am I going to do? I have two options at this point. I either assume he's trying to pull the AK off of him because he's trying to catch his breath, or I assume he's pulling the AK because he's about to open fire on me. There's two options with that.
That's right.
That's it. So what do? Do you engage him in fire, or do you stand by and let him basically catch his breath? This is the problem that a lot of people don't understand with this. So that's why I want to address on here and make sure everybody is basically looking at it from a realistic standpoint and not just trying to do it because you want to basically start a bunch of problems. And another story, too, says the stress-gut connection, why anxiety fuels weight gain, and how to break that cycle. This is a new article that came out. It says stress disrupts digestion, gut bacteria, and weight, but modern science and traditional medicine offer ways to restore balance. And it goes into detail between the stress and the gut and how the gut-brain connection is really, really important. It says the gut is often described as the second brain because of the brain-gut axis, a two-way communication system linking digestion, mood, and even immunity. When we feel anxious, stressed, or overwhelmed, the delicate network falls out of balance, causing problems like irritable bowel syndrome, bloating, constipation, and a host of other things. And the reason why is as cortisol goes up, you start having issues with the digestive system, including the spleen, where it talks about right here, the liver system and the kidney system, and everything throws out of function, and the stress drives weight gain. Dad and I have talked about this in detail before as far as what happens with you start eating too much and cortisol goes up, you start basically storing body fat, and certain enzymes aren't produced. You have emotional eating, hormone imbalance, basically a vicious cycle that continues to go back and forth, and these things start to add a lot of body fat to your system. This is why you've got to keep your gut in shape, got to keep your diet in check, you've got to try to keep your cortisol and basically your stress controlled as much as possible so you don't start having these type of issues that really, really can get exaggerated quickly.
Well, I've got good news for everybody. I'm down like 6'4". I'm down like 9 pounds.
You must
now.
Run the Berberine.
I'm running the Berberine.
Yeah, I figured.
I had no idea what that stuff would do.
It shreds body fat. It shreds.
I'm down to 197. I mean, I'm coming.
You look lean. You look good.
Yeah, I want to go about 4 more pounds and I'll stop. But I'm only taking 2 of those things a day.
Yeah. Well, I've actually, and I'm not claiming this, but I've actually had people now that have done both. I had an email on this the other day, and they were talking about they did a short cycle of Ozempic. And they're having all these health problems when they took it. And they switched over to the Berberine, and they're getting better results from the Berberine than they are with the Ozempic.
It's unbelievable. All you just got to do is make sure you eat clean food.
Right.
And the weight is, I got on the scales this morning, it's down another pound.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
So,
no,
yeah,
it's a whole stack. And then if you really want to run it, put the cinnamon extract to it.
Haven't done that one yet.
You really got to want to lose weight.
I only need to lose 3 more
yeah.
pounds. I don't need to swim an exercise.
Burn it down.
But, yeah, I want to be about 193, 194. That's about where I need to stay.
Right.
And any lighter than that's just too light for me.
Still got to maintain mass. But this is one of the reasons why it's really important to try to do a lot of this stuff naturally, guys, because we talk about it all the time. if best as possible, because there's another article that just came up on it. Ozempic face rises with rapid weight loss. And again, I know there's a lot of people that have used this stuff.
It's a rough face too, boy.
GLP-1s, I get it with these drugs that are out and how they work so quickly in some cases. The problem with it is the long-term side effects. We're really just now starting to see
Well, the same thing is true with bodybuilders. When they start prepping for contests, they start looking like they're skeletons.
I was lean, hungry, face all sunk in, eyes sunk
in. It's not a healthy look.
No, it's not a healthy look.
And, you know, so a lot, I know I have a friend of mine who had two-thirds of her stomach cut out with, you know, gastric banding or not banding. It's called whatever you call it, where they take two-thirds of their stomach out. A gastric sleeve.
Yeah.
And her whole face sunk in.
Yeah.
And the problem that she had is when she started losing the weight, she didn't increase her protein and increase her nutrient intake. She continued to eat her junk food, but in smaller amounts. And so she had no nutrient density in the food supply that she was eating, Austin. And she kept looking worse and worse and worse until finally she needed a facelift.
Well, and this is exactly what it says here. This is why it's so important. If you're trying to burn body fat, you have to keep optimal levels of protein. That's like the fit food. You've got to increase the protein in your body and your intake if you're going to start trying to burn fat like this, so even with the berberine. Because it says right here, patients taking the GLP-1 receptor basic agonist lost an average of 7% of their facial volume for every 22 pounds they lost. Cheeks, area around the nose, mouth, and temples, according to the study, were the most common areas. It is exactly what you just said with bodybuilding, too. You get down to that lean, hungry, dry look in facing.
Well, ladies, listen to me for a second. And I'm not picking on you because the same thing is true with guys, but I'm just going to pick on the ladies for a second. When you go into a contest and you're over the age of 30 and you continue to do that over and over and over again.
Come with bodybuilding or fitness or physique.
What's going to happen is you're going to end up messing up your face. You think, well, what do you mean by that? You're going to look too lean and then you're going to start gaining the weight back and you'll gain the weight back everywhere else but your face.
Not your face. That's exactly
right. And you're going to look old and haggard and wore out and you're going to be, what happened to me? I look awful now. Well, it's because you, and don't get me wrong. I entered multiple bodybuilding contests, you know, when I was young, right, in my 20s. And it's one of the most difficult things I've ever done. And the discipline it requires to do that is mind-boggling. And you can get in incredible condition. You take pictures while you're there, but chances are you'll never look like that again. Don't let you know that.
Bodybuilding's a young person's sport. It really is. You know, if you want to do it when you're younger, compete, try it. If something you can go pro with, really, but it's this rarity.
You got to be
genetically gifted. But, you know, I've seen people, and you have too, where it's like they can't let it go. They want to keep competing longer and longer as they get older and older. They're not pro. They're not IFBB. They're not making money with it. And eventually you got to look at it and go, okay, is this really healthy for me?
Well, I have one friend of mine. He's a good brother, and he's in his 60s now, and he was still just a few years ago entering contests, and his hips are so trashed out he can barely walk. And he's a nice guy. I love the guy. But the problem is, you know, he just never put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
And so you keep running those heavy weights all the time. And everybody that I know that squatted 700 pounds or above, every one of them, 100% of them have messed up backs and hips, all of them. And you think, well, people really squat that much? Yeah, they do. The whole bar's bowing and bending when they're doing it. But the problem is the spine can't handle it. The hips can't handle it. And you start causing severe joint damage and ligament and tendon damage because the body's just not designed to be picking up a third of a ton like that.
No.
And, you know, and I know there was a guy named Paul Anderson. He was one of the strongest men in the world back in the 60s. I remember reading the old magazines about him way back when. And I remember he ended up being crippled in a wheelchair.
It's like Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
Ronnie Coleman was the king. I mean, he was an absolute
700 pound squat.
Yeah, I mean, he's 800
pound squat.
I mean, he was a monster. I mean, when he walked on stage, he dwarfed everybody.
Yeah.
Incredible athlete.
It's crippled up now.
Yeah, it's crippled up.
I've got a friend of mine who got placed in the fourth Mr. Universe in Tallahassee, and he lives up in the Panhandle now. And he told me, I wish I'd have never done those 700 pound squats.
Yeah.
Because he completely trashed his back out, and he's pretty much a cripple.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is bodybuilding is supposed to be a healthy type of sport. But then when you get the steroids
it escalates,
and you start taking
the diuretics. There's been multiple bodybuilders who have died right after shows from diuretics.
Look at all these young bodybuilders who've died during contest prep because they start taking a bunch of steroids.
Way too much stuff.
They rot their own cardiovascular system.
Yeah.
It's sad. Oh, by the way, gold is gold reevaluation imminent?
Yeah.
The U.S. Treasury now is hoarding $1 trillion for the first time. That is a complete and total lie. There's a reason that they pulled us off the gold standard way back when, because we were out of gold.
There's a reason why they kicked Elon Musk out when he said,
we're going to audit Fort Knox. We're going to get a drill bit out.
Yeah. Okay?
On the back of a 45% surge in the price of gold this year, almost 4,000 an ounce now, the U.S. Treasury's hoard of the barbarous relic, they always said.
Barbarous relic.
$1 trillion of value for the first time in history. That is more than 90 times what's stated on the government's balance sheet. Well, think about it for a second. If they reevaluate it 90 times, it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And maybe over $1 trillion. And it's reigniting speculation that the Treasury Secretary Bessette could reevaluate market to market the massive pile of the precious metal. Unlike most countries, U.S. gold is held by the government directly rather than the central banks. So they stole it all back when under Roosevelt. The Fed instead holds gold certificates responding. Oh, here we go. The Fed instead holds gold certificates responding to the value of the Treasury's holdings, which they're not legit, and credits the government with dollars in return. That means, as we detailed previously, that an update of the reserve's value along with these prices would unleash roughly $990 billion into the Treasury's coffers. Well, they can spend that tomorrow, can't they?
More
money for Israel and Ukraine. There you go.
Our greatest ally.
Dramatically reducing the need to issue quite so many Treasury bonds this year. Whatever. While Treasury Secretary Bessett initially dismissed the suggestion, $1 trillion here and $1 trillion there starts to add up. That's what it says.
Couple bucks here, couple bucks there.
As Bloomberg told, report said Germany, Italy, and South Africa all have taken decision to revalue their reserves in recent decades. U.S. gold remarketing would have implications both the Treasury and Fed's balance sheets. What they would need to do if they did this, to make it legit, they would need to go in, like Elon Musk said, and fully audit the gold reserves in Fort Knox.
Yeah. Account for every single ingot.
Yep. And then they'll find out very quickly that the reason we came off the gold standard under Nixon was that the people were recashing their dollars in gold, taking the gold out of Fort Knox. And Nixon said, oh, that's enough. We're almost out of gold. We'll get rid of this. We're going to do free floating exchange rate based on petrodollars. And that's what we've been on now for, you know, almost 70, 60, 70 years. So I'd love to see gold revalued like this. It would go through the roof. But the problem with it is that they would then have to tell the truth if they did a real audit as to what was going to happen with the gold.
That's exactly right if they went ahead and did that. And the issue is when you're running it, gosh, I mean, it's going through the ceiling. I pulled it up earlier a second here. And same thing with silver. The thing is, silver is really undervalued still. I've told everybody that for years. I mean, we're pushing almost $50 an ounce a day for silver.
Wow.
We already broke over, I think, 47 early this morning. And it is what it is. I mean, I've told everybody that for years. A little bit here, a little bit there. After about a decade, you're like, wow, where'd all this come from? So something to be aware of, something to look at. Also, too, this is interesting. Study links ADH medication to significant risk of psychosis and bipolar disorder. And they're starting to see this now with young kids that are running these ADHD stimulants throughout their entire youth. And they said the meta-analysis published in JAMA pulled results from 16 studies across North America, Europe, and Asia. It was the first analysis looking at both psychosis and bipolar disorder in relation to ADHD medication. They reviewed both amphetamines and methylphenidate. That's usually Adderall and Ritalin, two common stimulants used to treat ADHD. They said amphetamines were associated with roughly 60% higher odds of psychotic symptoms. And on average, stimulant treatment was linked with psychotic symptoms in 3% of the patients and bipolar disorder in 4%. This is why I really try to encourage my friends and family. If you got young kids, please do everything you can naturally before you put them on these drugs. I've literally talked to parents that have 5 and 6-year-old kids. I mean, little kids. Oh, yeah, he's on Adderall. He's on Adderall? He's on a scheduled 2 amphetamine? Well, yeah, he won't behave. He won't sit down. Maybe he wants to run around. Maybe he doesn't learn like the rest of the doggone, education industrial complex tried to force everybody to learn. Maybe he's hands-on with certain things. Oh, no, teacher said he needs to be on drugs. It's frustrating, man, when I see this.
Well, I know people who basically have kids. They go sideways, and they start doing Adderall. They start doing Ritalin, without prescription. And then they start doing nicotine, and they start doing caffeine, and then they start doing pot, and they start taking stimulants, and then downers and uppers and downers. And the one thing that it does, it really changes the personality.
Absolutely.
It makes them super aggressive and unbelievably mean.
But this, you got to understand, this is discussing kids that have been put on these prescriptions at an early age and what it does long term with psychosis.
It causes brain damage.
Right.
The brain can't develop. 6-year-olds
aren't supposed to be on amphetamines. No. Understand that. What is that? Can you please mute that? It's like 50 times I've been hearing that. Thank you.
It was for you, Austin.
No, it's not for me. The problem is when you start putting these young kids on amphetamines, in most cases, they're not deficient in amphetamines or methylphenidate. They usually have a lot of, basically, first off, issues like they're eating too much sugar, they're eating too much food coloring, they're eating too much basically food that is not healthy for them and is causing all these issues. And this is something to really be aware of. A lot of times the doggone cod liver oil along with the multiple chewable or the multiple powder really works well along with changing the diet and getting them off food coloring, high fructose corn syrup. One of the best things you can do for a child is get them on a stable breakfast regimen.
Well, you know, Ritalin is one of the top 10 drugs slated for pharmaceutical.
Oh, yeah. So is Adderall.
Yeah,
same thing.
People ask you, they don't take notes on this, but here's what happens. They basically grind it up and they snort it up their noses.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what they do.
The problem is that these kids get super addicted to it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, well, your prescriptions run out now. Now you got to do this or this in real life as an adult. And it's like, well, what do you mean?
Well, they go to cocaine.
Yeah. Or they start not functioning at all. Or they start using enormous amounts of other substances to try to function.
Well, Ritalin's like cocaine. It's a Schedule II drug.
Schedule II.
I mean, it's in the same category with morphine. I mean, morphine is unbelievably addicted. So is Ritalin. I mean, if these kids get on the stuff and they're on it for 10 or 12 years, they can't function without it, Austin.
That's exactly right.
I've seen it repeatedly. That's why I wrote a whole book on this stuff.
And that's why starting off getting their diet as a young kid, getting their diet in check, eating some eggs, make sure you're getting proper protein first thing in the morning is super important. So I recommend that on a regular basis. Like, Hunter, what do you want? Eggs. You put your kids on, you know, Fruit Loops with high fructose corn syrup and a bunch of pasteurized, homogenized milk, and that's their breakfast every day. You think they're going to have some behavioral issues?
Yeah.
I mean, just like, come on. It's what it is.
Well, I had a friend of mine yesterday who said, well, I want to order some kefir. I'm like, good luck getting raw kefir that's not ultra-pasteurized now. I said, unless you can get it from the farm and it's certified state and it's raw, there's no point even eating kefir because it's just as dead as the milk is.
That's exactly right. You're better off getting raw, organic, grass-fed cow's milk like we get. And there's another article here, too. It says, study links sugary drinks to colorectal cancer spreading elsewhere in the body. It says, daily diet matters not only for cancer risk, but how disease progresses. This is an interesting study out of Texas, and it says, drinking sugary beverages with high fructose corn syrup increases the risk of colorectal cancer spreading in the body, according to a peer-reviewed study. So it's showing here that basically this high fructose corn syrup, research in the study exposed colorectal cancer to high fructose corn syrup, nearly mimicking the physiological environment that results from consuming too many sugar beverages. And they found that essentially it expanded rapidly. So essentially high fructose corn syrup feeds cancer cells like dumping race fuel on a fire.
Yeah, it always has.
Yeah.
High fructose corn syrup. Remember, it's got glyphosate in it, too. So glyphosate is a neurotoxin, and it's a poison toxin, it's a liver toxin. It's unbelievably bad for you. I mean, you know, if you drink a quart of Roundup, even diluted Roundup, you're going to either get really, really sick or you're going to die. Well, you're going to put it on your food.
That's true.
What's the difference? You've got to stay away from this stuff. You've got to avoid it like the plague.
Well, and that's what they're saying now, that colorectal cancer in young people has skyrocketed, which is unheard of. Unheard of.
Yeah.
And it's going through the roof now, they said, with young kids.
Well, what it's doing, remember that picture of the rat on our website? I don't know if we moved it over to the new site or not. The rat with the giant tumors on it. And the only difference was they started eating GMO corn that was loaded with glyphosate, and they all of a sudden they started growing cancer tumors everywhere. It's a horrible photograph, but it's the truth. It's what happens when you eat. This is why people don't have, in most cases, people don't have a gluten sensitivity. We've been eating wheat for thousands of years.
That's the truth, too.
No, what we have is a glyphosate toxicity. People don't realize how poisonous this is. That's why if you go get a pizza at a restaurant, always get the gluten-free pizza. Really important. It's not because of the gluten. It's because of the glyphosate.
The rats.
Look at the tumors all over these little guys. I feel sorry for them. GMO, I do. Don't you feel sorry for them?
Yeah, I mean,
the little white rats are really cute. I had a pet rat named Herman in college in my physiological psychology class.
Well, and here's also the photos here, too. They showed the stomachs. It said GMO feed destroyed the pig's stomachs. Mm-hmm. They became inflammatory mush. Photos show severe damage caused by GMO soy and corn. And people are wondering why they're having so many digestive issues. Like you said, we've been eating bread and wheat for thousands of years.
The Roman soldiers, the armies, lived on the Egyptian wheat.
All the time.
Made them unbelievably strong because the Nile would flood and come down, and they grew the wheat crops.
Nutrient density.
In the low-lying areas where it flooded and brought in fresh nutrients all the time. And the best wheat in the world was out of Egypt, and the Roman armies would live on the Egyptian wheat. People don't realize how important it was, but the reality is now you can't be living on stuff like this because it's toxic because of the glyphosate.
Bread's not bread anymore.
95% of the bread that you're eating right now has been loaded with glyphosate. They spray the wheat 1 week before harvest with aerial spraying of glyphosate to dry out the crop to basically use it as a desiccant. And what happens when they do that, it completely coats the kernels of wheat in glyphosate. Well, then they bake it, make wheat out of it, make flour out of it, and you get baked glyphosate in your wheat. And your flour. And so you're eating glyphosate in the bread. That's why I'm so careful, Austin, when I go to a restaurant as far as eating bread. I try to avoid it.
Well, it's hard not to because some places have like really good bread.
That's the Columbia restaurant I know. They've got the best Cuban bread ever. I got that. I may have a bite of that every once in a while, but just going out to the grocery store and buying white bread that's not organic, it's unbelievably bad for you.
No, there's an article. I was trying to find it here. I'll see if I can post it later. But it goes into detail on that. They tested a lot of the common breads on the shelf of stores. And like every single bread they tested was loaded with glyphosate. I'll try and pull the article here if I can find it later.
That's why you don't eat anything if it's not organic. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Sean Penn actually said something I agree with. Now, he's a hardcore liberal. He's not real bright.
Yeah.
And the thing about him, he was unbelievably ugly when he was young. I hate to say that about you, Sean, what you were. But now that you've aged and he's got his whole face covered in wrinkles, he looks okay now. Huh? He does. He doesn't look like a little kid anymore. Sean Penn that says we need people like Charlie Kurt in politics to inspire debate. I never thought he'd say that.
I didn't either.
And because he's such a hardcore liberal. And he's right. Hollywood actor Sean Penn has mourned the loss of conservative dynamo Charlie Kirk, saying that we need people like him to inspire vigorous debate while respecting opposing viewpoints. In an interview with the New York Times, the One Battle After Another star said he disagreed with almost everything Kirk believed in, but he still held firm to the Democratic belief that we need people like Kirk to promote a frank, open discussion on social issues, he observed. We need the debate. We got to fight it out and find a compromise. Acts of political violence do come into fashion, and the way we kill the fashion of its people, this is Sean Penn again, can't talk, not real bright. I'm not even going to try to read it. The 65-year-old added, mutual respect and understanding for opposing views is essential to living in free society, and need people to start recognizing different viewpoints as valid opinions. It's like, you know, we said again, like the writer of The Great Gatsby, John Scott Fitzgerald, when he said that the ability to think on both sides of the argument is a true sign of genius.
Yep.
And that's what it is. And when we understand that, we start to realize very, very quickly that in all times and all things that we need to bring honor and glory to God. And we need to realize that other people may not agree with you, but to them, their arguments are valid, Austin.
Exactly.
Now, they may not be valid. They may be stupid. Like people want to go ahead and give their kids 72 vaccines or swallow a bottle of Tylenol. You know, while they're pregnant and they die. It's horrible what they do to themselves. But the reality is that just because they're misinformed or just because they're stupid doesn't mean that they don't believe what they say.
Right.
That's, you know, a guy steps off a 10-story building. As he steps off the building, he goes, I don't believe in the law of gravity. Well, that belief will be quickly, well, he probably will never change his mind. He'll be in horror as he's falling. He probably won't be thinking about what's happening, except for his fall, until he splats. But the reality is a lot of people do that. They don't want to look at the reality of what's going on, but it doesn't mean, it's like this. And I told the kids before when they were young, I'd say, look, if you offend somebody, it doesn't matter if you meant to offend them or not. It doesn't matter. If they're offended, they're offended. You know, they have a right to be offended. It's like you have a right to say what you said.
Right.
And in the event that you do offend them with something that you shouldn't have said, you need to ask for them for forgiveness. And they say, well, what do you mean by that? Don't say, I'm sorry. Don't do that. Just say, please forgive me for what I did. See, a lot of people become narcissistic as they get older, and they don't want to ever admit they made a mistake. They don't ever want to admit they did something wrong. And then they end up being a narcissist. And narcissists are the types of people that brighten up a room by leaving it, if you know what I'm saying. And the reality is that if you can learn to ask for forgiveness and teach your children how to do that, it makes makes their life a lot easier, and it helps to prevent them from becoming a narcissist.
It does. And then there's other topic, though, that's on the flip side of this current generation, too, where you have everybody that's constantly offended by anything.
By everything.
Says, everything. And now, on top of this, you have Netanyahu says social media is Israel's new weapon after they acquired TikTok. You guys have seen this now. This giant acquisition Israel has come in now, and they said, we're going to make sure that there is no anti-Semitism allowed on TikTok whatsoever at any point. And what they're saying is they're going to completely censor everything that comes on TikTok after they've acquired it now. Meaning, you can't say anything that you think. You can't put anything that you don't like. You can't say anything at any point that disagrees with Israel's narrative, or else they're going to censor you on TikTok. Most people don't even realize TikTok just got completely reacquired and redesigned, and they're going to have the whole platform's going to look exactly the same, except they're going to have the Israeli algorithm based on the backside of it, meaning nothing you say.
Notice Trump pushed this.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing this across all platforms, by the way. You got Palantir that's coming in now with Thiel, which that guy's just, the more I read on him, he's just weird. I mean, the other day he's talking about how, you know, he's doing contracts with other governments as far as with full surveillance and drones. Now he's talking about how he has all this surveillance, you know, contracts with the United States to surveil his own people. And then he gets in the topic of the Antichrist. Well, I'm like, maybe you want to throw in, you know, you're a tennis connoisseur. You like rock climbing. I mean, we're doing Palantir, full surveillance. And by the way, I've got a newfound interest in the Antichrist. Not a real good look for this guy. He's a pretty much a weirdo. And the matter of the fact is now you've got Israel coming out and saying, we're going to make sure we have all the algorithms, making sure we don't have any anti-Semitism on TikTok or social media. Because he wanted to say here, this is what he said, the social media platforms are a weapon to bolster Israel's faltering image in the United States amid growing international outrage over the genocide in Gaza Strip. Imagine that. You keep executing women and children, starving them out. Oh, bad look. How do we fix it? We couldn't possibly stop doing what we're doing. Couldn't possibly stop. We got to make sure nobody can talk about it.
Well, it's like with Charlie Kirk. You know, I told you Mossad did this.
Yeah, I told you my contractor, but yeah, literally, yeah, no, he was in Libya.
But I saw an interesting video this week, and it looks like a doggone lapel mic exploded on him.
Yeah, I've seen multiple people have been bringing that up.
And, it looks like the guy used that plunger that he had in his hand, which we thought may have been a palm gun, as a remote control.
Well, do you remember a few months back, I'll pull the article, when Israel sent all those cell phones over there?
I remember.
Ah, all those cell phones in the Palestine, they said, we wiped out 2,000 Hamas rebels because we sent them cell phones that exploded. They had C4 in them. I was like, gosh, that's pretty wild.
So they could do the same thing with a doggone little lapel mic.
What's interesting, because the trajectory of it, when you look at it in slow mode, I'll see if I can pull the video.
You see the exposed loads of the lapel.
Right. And the thing is, that they said was an entry point. That was an exit wound.
Mm-hmm.
With lapel bullet exploded, whatever it may be. See if I can pull it up real quick. That was pretty odd. That makes more sense than the dog gun.
That makes more sense than
anything.
Yes. Because that's the problem with the palm gun, and that is plausible.
It's close range, man.
It's close range. This guy's 20 feet away. I mean, it's a direct shot to the neck from like 20 feet away with a palm gun taking proper aim. But if he's got the detonator here and he does that, and he's aiming the detonator, so the radio signal to the thing makes sure it has a full intercept.
Yeah. No, it's because that's the whole thing. Everybody that I've talked to that has any background in military, the more we keep hearing this whole narrative. The OT-6 on the doggone roof. Boy, the kid had it disassembled. Man. He changed clothes and he broke it down after he took the shot, then put it back together again, and everything's perfect. Now that they're saying, oh, yeah, the screwdriver he disassembled it with, he left it on the roof. We got evidence now with his fingerprints on it. Yeah.
You know, did you know, by the way, the Marine that I met at Walmart the other day, yeah. I asked him, I said, who killed Charlie Kirk? He said, it was Israel.
Yeah. Everybody I've talked to says that.
He didn't hesitate.
No, that's what
Israel
Tato said.
Well, now Benjamin Netanyahu wants to take over TikTok so he can have better image because everybody's starting to hate Israel.
Well, no, the algorithm on social media, I watched it for the last couple weeks, and after Charlie Kirk, the algorithm was absolutely nuts. It was nuts. I mean, everybody was talking about it. Now said you can't find anything on discussions of Mossad taking out Charlie Kirk. Everything's scrubbed.
Well, because they scrubbed
it. Not available.
Yeah. By the way, the states are suing the HHS order to remove gender identity in K-12 education.
Yeah, there we go.
This would be California and Michigan and Oregon. A coalition of 16 states and the District of Columbia, let's not forget them, is suing the Trump administration to keep materials they say recognize and affirm gender identity to five-year-olds. The lawsuit filed Friday in the U.S. District Court in Oregon, told you Oregon was involved in this, is, you know, led by the attorneys of the Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington, of course. And at issue is an order from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that prohibits what it calls gender ideology in lessons supported by two federal grants, the Personal Responsibility Education Program and the Title V Sexual Risk Avoidance Education Program. Both are used to teach teenagers about preventing pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, as so the story goes, citing President Donald Trump's order that no federal dollars should go to indoctrinating children in a radical anti-American ideology. The HHS in August demanded that 46 states and territories remove references to gender identity from teaching materials or risk penalties, including the suspension of or termination of funding. The deadline for them to comply is October 27th, so now they'll kick that way down the road because of this trial. Federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. The suing coalition argued that it ordered violated Congress's spending power. For example, Washington's K-12 health standards on self-identity outline how kindergartners, here we go, 4- and 5-year-olds, understand that there are many ways to express gender. 4- and 5-year-olds.
This is nuts, dude.
You can't even. It's like I said. And I remember now, they really. It's like I said earlier. It's like stepping off a 10-story building and saying, I don't believe in the law of gravity. These idiots really believe this. They really do. So you've got to look at it from both sides of the perspective. Yeah. You've got to realize these people are mentally ill, or there's something really wrong with them. And they're hardcore Kabbalists, or there's something. But they really believe this also. They're willing to put it in court and, you know, spend millions a month on millions of dollars in legal fees on this. That a 5-year-old could say, I'm going to be a boy, I'm going to be a girl. It doesn't matter. 5-year-olds are so confused on who they are. They think they're Batman. They think they're Hercules. They think they're Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, you know, and yesterday in church, Pastor did a really good segment, and he said something that was really interesting. He said, what the devil has done and what a lot of the Christian community has done now is the heathenistic ideology has been pushed so heavily that we've reached a point where even saying things that are based on science, like men are men and women are women and men can't have babies, is now a topic that has to be talked about before we can even get to anything else. It's gotten so polluted. And he said the problem is now most people don't even want to discuss this. They don't want to bring it up because they don't want to get reprisal. They don't get blowback. He goes, think about it. 20 years ago, if you said men can't have babies, everybody would be like, yeah, no, duh. Why are you making stupid comments? We all know men can't have babies.
I remember they used Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie.
That stupid movie, and they degraded the crap out of him in that movie. It made him
made him pregnant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, completely ruined his reputation almost all communities.
My nipples are sore.
Yeah.
Remember all that
stupid crap?
It's unbelievable.
I mean, the whole movie.
No.
And the thing about it is now is you can't afford to be neutral on a train. Think about that for a second. You can't afford to be neutral on a train. You're either going to the destination or you're getting off. You can't sit on a train and go, well, I don't want to go where we're going, but I don't want to get off. You're going there regardless then.
You got to make a choice.
You got to make a choice. And that's the problem so many people fall into. They want to be neutral on a train that's going to hell now. They want to go, I don't want any problems. I don't want any issues. I don't want to get off at the next stop, but I don't want to go to the destination either. I just don't want any problems. It doesn't work like that, guys. You can't be neutral on a train. You're either going to hell or you're going to heaven. You're either going to stand up for what you believe or you're going to follow down the dark path.
Sometimes you got to change tracks.
Sometimes you got to get off and stop, and you got to go back the other direction. Or you got to take an exit and you go, okay, now I'm getting off here. This is the problem that so many Christian Americans and patriot Americans have done now is everybody's scared to have a voice. Everybody's scared to say anything. Everybody's scared to have an opinion because, oh, we're going to get blowback. I don't want my church congregation to stop giving more money, so I don't want to say anything that's going to offend anybody. So we continually allowed more and more and more topics to become more polluted and perverse. Now we're saying 5- and 6-year-old kids, you know, they need to figure out their own gender ideology. If Timmy wants to be a girl now, we're going to make sure we encourage him and put him on cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers.
Timmy's 5. He has his own right and makes his own decision.
What? This topic wouldn't even have been a discussion 20 years ago. Nobody would have thought this. They were like, okay, that's a joke. Ha, ha, ha. Next topic. Next joke. There's really people that are believing this now. And again, you can't afford to be neutral on the train, guys. Where you want to go? You want to go to the destination or you want to get off the next stop?
That's a really good analogy, by the way.
Thank you.
Can't afford to be neutral. I've never heard that before. Oh, by the way, fans are slamming Ben Johnson. Here's a little mental candy. For aggressive gesture to a female reporter in a tense halftime interview. Total, complete lie. This never happened. I watched the interview. Under pressure, Chicago Bears head coach Ben Johnson left NFL viewers deeply unimpressed by his aggressive stare down in response to an unbelievably stupid question by the CBS reporter. That's what happened. She asked him a dumb question. He kind of just looked at her. So now they said he was aggressive towards her. I watched it. I mean, unbelievable. He goes, the Bears were losing 14-9 against the Vegas Raiders when Johnson stopped to speak to Ken Bob Wawa, after, that's her name apparently, after the halftime interval was over and the third quarter was about to begin. And she teed up her question to Johnson saying, your offense has struggled. He interrupted and said, they haven't done anything. You're right. And she replied, so what did you tell them to get things going? This wasn't our brand of football, Johnson said. We're capable of a lot more, so we're hitting the reset button here at halftime, and we're going to come back and establish our identity here in the second half. She continued, so do you need to change what you're doing? And he looked at her. So now they're saying he was being aggressive to her. I mean, you know, giving a cold stare back at the CBS reporter, which he held for moments, about 2 seconds, okay? After his final comment, John said, I don't know, you think so, we're going to be just fine. And it's now he's getting slammed because he didn't basically cow down to her. I guess he's supposed to lay down on the ground, put all four legs up, put both feet up and both legs, arms up, and pretend like he's a little baby and say, oh, what can I say for you? I mean, unbelievable. He's in the middle of a hot, heated game, Austin, and she comes up with a dumb question, and he kind of just looks at her. Doesn't insult her now, but he just looked at her. And so now they're saying he was aggressive. He goes, now fans slammed Ben Johnson for aggressive gesture. He wasn't being aggressive at all, and I can't believe this actually made news. But again, everybody wants to get butt hurt.
Oh, that's exactly right. Everybody. Well, if we're going to talk about that, we're talking about 19 people that got hospitalized because Virginia decided they want to storm the field after they beat us at FSU. That was insane if you guys saw that. They're getting fined a ton of money now, too, apparently. 19 people got hospitalized with this crap they did.
Did you see
it was Virginia? They beat us Florida State over the weekend. Literally the second that they finished the final touchdown, the like 10,000 people rushed the field. All these students.
So it was in Virginia then?
Yeah.
Well, Florida State did the same thing we beat, you know.
Oh, yeah, but they're apparently getting a $200,000 fine now, too.
We got that, too.
We got it, too. The problem with this is
19 people hospitalized.
But we got trampled.
Did you see that one girl? She fell off the stands coming into Florida State field and basically did a coccyx slam on the
car.
My God. And I thought to myself, she's going to have some problems now. But she kind of bounced.
Concrete stairs.
Oh, boy. She was climbing over the wall. That happened at Florida State. It was at the very end.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, I'm sorry that somebody got hurt. But you know what? This is a big win for Virginia.
It was, but
Florida State.
Florida
State was ranked number 7.
Yeah, we were.
I don't think we are.
We were.
You know, I bleed garden gold.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that a lot of these games, and I hate to say this even at the college level and the NFL level, are rigged.
Well, especially now.
Yeah.
When they have these students, these players, these college players now that are making millions of dollars.
I'm telling a story.
Wild.
I'm telling a story.
Which story are you telling?
Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
Pasadena.
We were playing Auburn for the national championship. Florida State was in 2013.
Yep.
Okay. And Jameis Winston's quarterback. And Austin and I are in the stands. We're watching the game.
What stadium was that at?
It was at the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl, yep.
And so we're in the Rose Bowl. Horrible stadium, by the way. And so we're in the Rose Bowl.
Old school, man. They're old school. Can tell they're made like the 50s.
Well, it was thin. It was so funny. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, we're making our final drive for the victory. And all of a sudden, we get a horse collar on us. Ref standing right there, looks at it, ignores it.
Yeah.
Then we get a face mask, stands right there and ignores it. And all of a sudden, but Jameis Winston won't stop. He's going to the end zone. And then I think it was Jameis Benjamin or whatever his name was. I can't remember whatever his name was. And he's finally in the end zone. He's like 6'8". He goes way up, like 15 feet in the air.
Yeah.
He grabs the final ball, comes down with it, and we win. And we thought, Florida State, number one, national champions. Jameis Winston had the Heisman Trophy that year. This is great. So then we leave, and we're walking back to the car. It's about a half a mile walk, and there's literally hundreds of booths set up and tents set up with memorabilia.
Yeah.
Memorabilia.
All football stuff.
All of it. Every single booth only had that Auburn had won.
Auburn national championship hats, Auburn national championship shirts. And I'm like, we're stoked. I'm like, dude, we just won national championship. I'm getting a shirt.
Couldn't buy a hat. Shirts.
There wasn't a shirt that existed. For Florida State national champions, there wasn't one that existed. We stopped by half a dozen booths.
Nothing.
I'm like, I need one to take my money.
They had pre-printed in advance and shipped
all the shirts.
Said Auburn had won.
There wasn't one single Florida State national champion shirt in existence. Could not find one.
And I remember my workout partner, you know, I'm not going to tell you his last name. First name is Van. He played for Cleveland. He played for Buffalo. He told me they approached him after he had basically been in the NFL, and they wanted him to run books and fly all over the country and take bets. And he said, don't let your friends bet on the games because basically football is considered, is not a sport. It's basically considered as entertainment, like professional wrestling. And all the games are fixed in the NFL and a lot of the major college games. Now, I'm not saying that Virginia didn't win this game, and I'm not saying this game wasn't fixed because it went into double overtime. I'm not saying any of that, but what I'm saying is don't get yourself all wrapped up in the NFL or some of the big college games. And I hope and pray that Florida State gets to still play for the national championship because they still might if they sweep the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But my congratulations to the Virginia fans. I'm kind of glad that you guys jumped on the field and celebrated.
Oh, whatever.
I am. I would have done that if I'd been you guys, but I'm sorry that some people got hurt.
You're funny.
I am.
Well, my thing was how they coordinated it really effectively.
You know
they must have
you know,
the
you know why
thread.
I congratulated them for jumping on the field?
Why?
Because they were told not to.
Oh.
Did I say that?
Oh.
And so they're thinking. They're thinking outside of the box.
I can't disagree with you on that one.
Well, no. It's like you know, we have
they're being disagreeable.
Well, no. It's like it irritates the crap out of me now that if I go accelerate a car on the interstate or on a back road and I go more than 30 miles an hour over the speed limit, I can be arrested.
Straight to jail.
And I'm like, that's not okay. I didn't vote for this. Who voted for this? Nobody voted for this. I mean, you think, well, you know, it's safer that way. Okay, says who? These guys up in Tallahassee that run around in private limousines with their old drivers? No,
nah,
man.
Oh, by the way, this doesn't really affect anybody unless you're really in criminal activity. Now, fleeing and eluding stepped up another felony. Fleeing and eluding, like running from the cops, that's horrible. Don't do it now.
Don't do it.
Mandatory minimum prison time now. Prison time. Fleeing and eluding. Talked to Harrison about it yesterday. 5 years mandatory minimum for fleeing and eluding. 5 years in prison.
If you get pulled for running a red light,
don't flee.
Don't need to lose.
Because what happens is people sometimes panic. I've heard about it before. Sometimes somebody panics or they don't know what's going on or they're basically been drinking or doing something really stupid. They try to run from the cops. Do not do that at all under any circumstances. That is a bad, bad place to be. And now mandatory minimum sentences for fleeing and eluding. That's just golly. Because I've heard back in the day, it was a misdemeanor. Way back in the day, it was a misdemeanor. So I used to know guys that were on motorcycles and stuff. And, you know, these Gixxer 1000s.
Fast bikes.
So, I mean, the cops would flip their lights on. And it was like the bikes would just leave down here in Florida. You had bike week. They'd just go.
They'd have their tags set up so they could flip them backwards.
Flip them back, yeah.
Couldn't
see their tag. They're gone. The bike does 200 miles an hour in a few seconds. They're gone.
Now, if you're going to do that on a bike, on a track, there's only one bike that's the best.
Oh, yeah. BMW 1000RR.
That's
for tracking. I do not recommend that on the street.
What happens? Is that me or you?
That's you. I think.
That's you.
But yeah, but no, if you're tracking, if you're actually going to track, that's what. Keep the racing to the track, not on the street.
Yeah, I've driven them. I've driven that BMW. It feels like you're on a rail on a razor blade the way it sticks to the corners.
It's ridiculous. And so, and also, too, following up on this, I got another article I'm going to tie into on it. You guys asked me about a lot of it over the weekend, the B-Complex. This is the Bioactive B Vitamin Support on sale for product of the week. This is a product that you got to take continually on a regular basis to keep your cells fed. Remember, vitamin B, the B vitamins, are water soluble. They do not build up long term in your system, so you got to make sure you're taking them on a regular basis. Really helps out with fatigue, daily performance, brain functioning, cognitive function, everything. B vitamins are crucial. I've talked about it. I've done numerous articles on it. But yes, it's on sale for over 12% off right now for product of the week. So be sure to check that out. And also, too, while I'm at it, make sure you're signing up for the updates. A lot of people send me emails and they want to know, where are the sales? Where are the specials? Sign up for the email. I can't make it any easier. It's thebrowershow.com. Brower Show. Super. Brower Show. Brower Show. Yeah, Brower Show. Brower Show. Can't get any easier. Browershow.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletters on it. And then also, too, on the new site, if you want to get the subscribe and save, I've told you guys this before. I did it for y'all. You don't even have to order anything. You set it up. You set it and forget it. Subscribe. Magnesium brain food. You can put it 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. We'll automatically ship it. Your order goes right through, right to your door. You don't even have to get on your phone, get on the computer, get off the couch. You can sit there and keep watching our show while your magnesium gets delivered to you automatically. It's that easy.
By the way, do we have any Purple Six left?
No.
We're out, aren't we?
We're out. They're shipping today, though. We got the logistics and freight.
Oh, we did.
Finalized. I showed you guys the labels last week. That was a fiasco. That's gotten fixed. It's been one thing after another with those. Sometimes it happens. So, and guys, thank you, please. Thank you for being patient with me. I know sometimes people get frustrated. We're filling all the orders that we have today with all the purple sticks that we had left, because most of them pretty much got sold out over the weekend. Everything we got is coming in. The orders that have been placed, we're making sure we're staying on top of everything.
And what we'll do is on the new order that comes in, we're going to make sure that the people that have ordered the product get priority.
Priority, yeah. You're going to get right up front at the top out of everybody. So if you've got an order in from today or yesterday or tomorrow, you're basically at the top of the list, because we're trying to fill everything and get it caught up. Everybody that's already ordered them, this, we're holding an order, there's a back order, you're going to get it like that as soon as they show up. So thank you for being patient with me on that, because it was
this, I warned everybody.
This batch of, yeah, I know. You did. This batch of purple sticks. Because you got, there's a lot that goes into this. You got the packaging with the packets. You got the labeling on the boxes. You got all these different things that move along with it. So just bear with us. Thank you for being patient with us on those.
Oh, by the way, this is important. Not suicidal. MTG issues chilling warning amid Jeffrey Epstein document fight. I got to give her credit. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia issued a public warning on Saturday declaring that she's not suicidal.
That's spooky when people have to say that.
I had to say that once on a show with Hagman.
Yeah.
When I was talking about dead doctors don't lie.
Oh, I remember that.
And all these doctors they were killing way back when. And she's urging Americans to demand answers if foreign governments or powerful people attempt to prevent her from exposing information about Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking network and the political establishment she says protected it. Earlier this month, Green and Massey vowed to make public the names of those involved in Epstein's crimes after a group of victims delivered a list to lawmakers. Green, Massey, and Representative Cannon, California, hosted victims at a press conference where survivors broke decades of silence to demand justice, transparency, and accountability to the government, in which F-16s and F-18s flew over.
Remember that.
To make sure they could intimidate them possible, as much as possible. Massey has filed a discharge petition seeking to force the House vote on the Epstein Transparency Act. The measure would compel the Department of Justice to release nearly all documents related to Epstein investigations, with victims' personal identifying information redacted. Green has voiced strong support for the petition on X. To be clear, to set the record straight on my support for Massey Epstein discharge petition, I stand with the girls and women who are sexually abused and raped, period. Every time, all times. For me, it's not about a pissing contest between political parties or political enemies. The Epstein rape and pedophile network must be exposed. And she's absolutely right. And now she's issuing a warning to all of her followers and all of her supporters that she is not suicidal. I guess we might as well have Israel by X now, too.
Ooh.
They already grabbed Twitter.
Yeah. Originally. Now they got TikTok.
Yeah. And now what are they going to do to Musk? Are they going to keep dropping Tesla prices? I talked to a friend of mine in Germany yesterday. And she was basically she has a rideshare program with an Opel electric car, and she got stuck with the Opel trying to come home last night in Germany and had to sit for an hour and a half and wait for it to charge.
That sounds about right.
That's about right. And she goes, these cars are awful. And I said, yeah, I know they are.
Well, they were never intended to be drivable vehicles. They're meant to be golf carts.
Well, she said basically that people steal the cords off of them, you know, because you plug them in, they steal the cords.
About that.
Oh, yeah.
Copper in them.
Well, they can sell them again on eBay.
You're
selling. You know, they unplug and unplug.
Here's the entire concept. If you haven't figured this out yet from listening to our show, the electric vehicle mandate, the push, the drive form is for one purpose and one main purpose, to control everybody's ability to travel freely unmolested on your way. You can't travel in an EV vehicle. You can't. It's impossible.
You stay around town, but that's it.
That's it. No, you cannot travel state to state with any aspect of efficiency.
She said if it says 300 miles to empty, she gets like half that.
Yeah. And then you get a charge hour and a half.
And then she says she turns off the heat, turns off the air, turns off everything.
Right.
Doesn't make any difference.
Right. Here's the thing. There's a reason why they haven't put the infrastructure in place to be able to hypercharge these things at every single gas station. A, it's not cost effective. B, they don't want you to be able to charge them.
The grid can't handle it either.
They know this. They understand this. The whole entire concept was flawed from the beginning. They knew it was a failure. They want everybody to be in fully controlled EV vehicles. They can shut it down. Look what they're doing in UK now. You see what they're doing in UK with doggone the ID, digital ID to work?
No.
They're showing your phone now. You have to have a mandatory UK digital ID on your phone at all times in order to get a job. If you do not have a digital ID, no work for you. On your phone at all times. They're saying it's because of unfettered immigration.
But they're the ones who let them in.
They did it. Yeah, exactly.
They're an island.
Yeah.
They had to bring them in. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not swimming there.
No. And this is the thing. I had the article pulled up here. Let me see where it's at.
Except some of them. It says some of them will actually walk through that tunnel.
tunnel.
Where that train goes under the water. That'd be kind of scary. It'd be kind of about how to do that. I get run over by the train.
Digital IDs, they will be mandatory. They basically are designed to be carried day to day. The government has used digital IDs in the UK in the form of an app-based system stored on smartphones, the way NHS app or digital bank cards. Information on the holder's residency, status, name, date of birth, nationality, photo will all be included. According to Sir Keir, you will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have a digital ID. It is simple as that. That is his quote. Quote, if you don't have a digital ID on your phone, you will not work in the UK anymore now. Which means you have to have your slave tracker with you at all times. Remember when they did it during COVID?
Yep.
You gotta have your vaccine card.
Passport.
You gotta do all this passport on your phone. Why do you think they want everybody to keep their phones on them all the time?
Track you.
They were tracking everybody.
Slave tracker.
They said they were tracking everybody. They were doing contact tracing. That was their fancy name for tracking you. Contact tracing. Oh, you've been around somebody at Lowe's while you were buying material for a job site. You came in contact with them and they have COVID. You have COVID now. You must mandatorily sit at home for 14 days. Don't leave. Don't go out of your house. You ever realize what they did psychologically to everybody and actually making people think the government had the right to tell you you couldn't leave your house? I mean, think about that concept for a second.
I was so happy back then because I had my plane.
Oh, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we just flew everywhere in the plane.
Florida.
Yeah,
it was great. We drove everywhere. It didn't matter. Florida was a wild west during COVID. But that was the crazy concept, is people actually listen to the government. I can't leave my house for 3 more days because I had COVID. I can't have more than 6 people at my house because I'm having a birthday party and there's a mandate. Are you
joking? Remember they're coming in a raiding birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think about that concept. They didn't raid nobody down here in Florida.
No,
Getting a shot. Law enforcement's like, we're not getting involved in that at all. Just leave everybody alone in Florida.
We went in and we protested at the county meeting. And, you know, it was funny. We walked in, the police officer standing there. We go, are you going to arrest us for not wearing a mask?
Yeah.
He goes, I want nothing to do with this. I'm leaving.
So are you going to arrest all of us for not wearing a mask? He says, I'm not arresting anybody. You guys, not my monkey, not my
circus. That's what he said.
Not my issue. And that's the thing about it. Polk County Sheriff's Department, they're pretty wild. But on the other hand, too, they're very much about the citizens' rights in most cases.
Oh, speaking of COVID, U.S. is nearing the highest cancer rate around the world now.
Jeez, I wonder why.
Well, you know, it's worse than Australia and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. They have the highest in the world.
Do you remember how aggressive Australia was? I had customers calling me. They didn't know what to do. Remember the three boys?
Mm-hmm.
Three boys, juvenile males. Their mom's brother got COVID. They came in with law enforcement, took the boys out of the house because they allegedly could have gotten exposed to COVID, took them to a concentration camp and locked them in the building for 14 days and you're not allowed to leave because you came in contact with your mom's brother or whatever it was. And they left. They said, we're leaving. They escaped, like the Great Escape. They were hunted down like dogs, and it got brought up on national news. Basically, they had law enforcement with checkpoints trying to find these 16-year-old boys. And then once they caught them, they were incarcerated. I'm actually curious whatever happened to them. That was insane.
But here's how it breaks down. Number one cancer country in the world is Australia, 2 New Zealand, 3 Denmark, 4 the United States, 5 Norway, then Canada, then Ireland, then Netherlands, then France, then Hungary, then Belgium, then Croatia. It's almost like they're trying to wipe out the European population, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the good thing about it is Germany didn't figure into it. I can't even find Germany on this list. So I find that fascinating. So, you know, the sad part about all of this stuff is that when you start looking at this stuff, why are they targeting specific countries like this with cancer? Is it because they're getting too many chemicals in their food supply? I have no idea why they're doing it. Oh, by the way, yesterday I got to go to church, had a great time, and got to pray for you guys. And I really want you to know something. I appreciate it, the fact that you support Health Masters, and I appreciate the fact that you pray for us, too. It means the world to us. If you weren't here supporting the show and supporting our products and supporting our sales, we couldn't be here to basically support you guys.
Exactly
right.
So
thank you so much for what you do for us on an ongoing basis. And always remember, Jesus is the reason for everything, and through him all things are held together. Really, really important.
Also, I had to bring this up because I forgot all about it. So just now, November 2021, Australia police arrest quarantine escapees. Three boys broke out of a COVID quarantine compound in the middle of the night in Howard Springs. They scaled the fence to break out of the facility. Officers found them after a manhunt on Wednesday. All tested negative to COVID the day before. Yeah. That's what your government did to you.
Now,
for your protection.
Now Darwin is in the Northern Territory. That's a wild place, man.
Oh, yeah.
Crocodiles everywhere up there.
But think about it. They got arrested for leaving a COVID quarantine facility, and they tested negative for COVID.
They could have built it around alligator Alcatraz.
Crocodiles are another animal. Gators are bad down here, but those crocodiles get big. They get big, and they are aggressive.
Well, that's because they are the apex predator. To them, human beings is a snack.
Gosh, that's wild over there. So, guys, thank you for the support. Keep pushing back. Keep talking. Keep your voice heard. Make sure you continually get the truth out there. Be Complex on sale. Y'all want it. Y'all voted. It's ready for you. 12% off. Just got a whole new batch in last week for y'all. And the purple sticks, if you guys order them, you're at the top of the list. We should have them ready to go in the next couple of days. We're trying to get shipments here with pallets. So if you order them now, you'll be at the top. As soon as they come in, they're going straight out to you as fast as we can possibly get them. So thank you for your support.
Oh, good news. In Des Moines, ICE strikes again. It was great. They arrested the school superintendent. He was detained by ICE because they said he was an illegal and he was carrying a gun in his car. I arrested him. The school superintendent in Des Moines.
Iowa?
I guess they waited in the parking lot of the school for him.
Wow.
This is crazy stuff, guys.
Email us, call us, Team Health Masters. I appreciate y'all. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you guys.